AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. Former president is talking about his
case right now
from Trump Tower and the trial that resulted in 34 guilty counts last night.
You saw what happened to some of the witnesses that were on our side.
They were literally crucified.
Trump at Trump Tower once again calling the trial unfair.
It was a rigged trial. We wanted a venue change.
And a comfy relationship with corporate sponsors such as Big
Pharma. We could have a fair trial.
That question is central to our discussion today.
We wanted a judge change. We wanted a judge that wasn't conflicted.
Nursing, known as the
and obviously he didn't do that.
With the verdict, Trump becomes the first former president to be convicted of felony crimes. ABC's Mary Bruce with more on how the Biden campaign might use it between now and November.
Don't expect the Biden campaign to completely upend its messaging because of this. I'm told they're going to continue to focus on what is at stake in this election, highlighting abortion rights and the threat to democracy. The big question now is just how much will President Biden and his campaign lean into Trump's conviction?
This is ABC.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit riskcap.com.
Such as Health Sciences, McKesson, and Johnson & Johnson. Today, we're going to take a look at the statewide licensure compact for registered nurses and find out what may seem like a good idea on the surface is actually a threat to the nursing standards and jeopardizes patient care. Here with us to talk about this is Michelle Mahone, nursing practice specialist for National Nurses United. So can you give us an overview of what the National Council of State Boards of Nursing
is,
how long it's been around, and how it works?
Let's wait and see before we assume that there will be big movement in the numbers this time.
The Marquette poll from earlier this month suggests a possible 4-point bump for President Biden. But the Wisconsin National Guard is looking for a new leader. Major General Paul Knapp will resign as Adjutant General next week. Governor Evers' office isn't saying why Knapp is stepping down. Knapp has served as the state's National Guard commander for 4 years. Brigadier General David May will lead the Guard in the meantime. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If Madison doesn't find a solution to a big hole in the budget, they could have to cut hundreds of city employees. Madison's finance director says the city is facing a $27 million deficit next year, which could turn into $50 million by 2030. The SMS reports the city has two choices, cut spending or ask voters to raise property taxes. Cutting spending would mean eliminating 275 city employees, almost 10% of the workforce. The other option would be raising property taxes through a referendum. That would cost residents an extra $285 on the average Madison.
Thanks for listening.
This is the time of year we're seeing more turtles at Wisconsin beaches and lakes. This is nesting season for them. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay their eggs in shallow buried nests for the next month or so, often along streets and in people's yards. So keep an eye out, especially when you're driving.
Before there was
and that's what
a
you
USA,
need to know. I'm Savannah
before
Tomei
our Constitution
Olson.
This was adopted, and even
News.
Before our 1776 Declaration of Independence,
Friday night football
one of America's
for the Badgers.
Best democratic institutions
was
sports. Already
Wisconsin
delivering
Badgers
for the people.
Football team will kick off
the
their season
office.
With a Week 1 matchup against Western Michigan on Friday night, August 29th, on Fox Sports 1 and the Badgers Radio Network. The kickoff
it was
at 8 p.m. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. How the team was more aggressive during practices this spring.
In order for us to be in a place to play for a championship, and this is what we have to do on a daily basis. We've got to push it. And then ultimately, we've got to continue to raise the level of things we do.
And the Badgers will finish the regular season against Minnesota on Black Friday, November 29th on CBS. That's a day game. Kickoff at 11 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers extended their lead in first place after beating the Chicago Cubs again, this time 6-4. Milwaukee won the series against the Cubs 3-1. Tonight, the Brewers homestand continues. Against the White
have been
Sox,
plucking apart
they have
the
struggled
budget,
now 22
staff, branches,
and a half games
historic
out of first place in their division
the
in the American
their
League.
Their scheme
sports,
is to shrivel service,
I'm Mike Clemens.
Foment public dissatisfaction
this
with
your
the
hometown
agency,
radio.
Demand ever
refreshed.
More cuts in staff
keeping
and branches,
you informed,
then
entertained,
push
and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Universal nationwide delivery
partly
network.
Sunny and seasonal
it's
again
not
today,
just a piece of government they're trying to eliminate. It's the core idea of America itself, namely our people's can-do democratic spirit. And commitment to the common
possible,
good.
And it'll be
this
a
is Jim Hightower
day,
saying, rather than meekly
70.
Accepting
I'm
this corporate retreat
Brittany
from
Merlot.
Our egalitarian ideals, let's reassert our
when
rebellious
you finally
spirit.
Find your person, you call
for starters,
the search
can help
for
the
a truly
American
extraordinary
Postal
piece
Workers
of jewelry
that embodies all that they are can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call with an award-winning goldsmith on staff. Creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
There's an article that's going to come out Monday about John and Gordy on channel3000.com.
And it better be good.
We'll start our review of Doug's review Monday.
The John and Gordy Show. Weekday mornings, 6 until 8.
Get others involved. A message.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF.
Coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call and text at the same number, 855-752-4842. 855-CIVIC. Leave me a message on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, we are waiting to be joined by Karen Speriani, who is the executive director of the Milwaukee Animal Domestic Control Commission, MADC for short. They have just an abundance of animals, and they really need some help. So if you're looking to add something, add an addition to your family, say, get a pet, now is a good time to do that.
I can't listen to this. I'm going to want another dog, and we'll made get a decision.
In the second hour, and in the third hour,
no
of the
more,
program,
no dog.
Only one is
no, no, no.
We
want a second
Ukraine
dog.
To
we want to wait until Maybell
to strike in Russia.
My girl is perfect.
What will this mean?
We want to wait until Maybell is like 6 or 7 years old.
Stuff.
When she's getting a little slower,
to
get
start
a dog,
out with,
a younger dog to revitalize her. But
convicted
not yet.
Of a felony.
Not exactly
in
yet.
First of all,
wanted to also
Mike
share
Johnson,
this comment from Tony on the live stream.
Christian
she said, "Good morning. I'm so grateful for the Civic Media app.
Right-wing,
as my husband and I are leaving for South Dakota this weekend to be work campers for this summer. Well, glad you're taking us along,
quote.
Tony. Really appreciate
says,
that.
Long time no see, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We did miss you. And a good reminder too to download the Civic Media app.
Please,
super easy. Go to wherever you get your apps. You can download it for free, and then that enables you to listen." To all of the stations
while.
All across the states,
so apparently
all the different shows,
had a conversation
call and text directly
with,
from the app, which
the
is
Supreme
really
Court.
Handy.
And they're saying, don't
free.
Worry, you know,
that's
Donald Trump
again.
Will never
it's
serve
absolutely
a day in jail.
Free. All right, we are joined now.
You know, who
very
knows,
excited to
says,
have her.
You know, they're gonna fix
I reached
this.
Out real last minute yesterday after I
what
saw this on WISN Channel 12. Karen Speriani
well,
is the executive director for MADC, the Milwaukee Animal Domestic Control Commission. Good morning, Karen. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. 67% of voters.
Absolutely. So I saw this the other night on Channel 12, and you have just been inundated with animals being surrendered.
17% said that they would be less likely to vote for Trump. 15% said they would be more likely to vote for Trump. So it's pretty much a wash. Democrats are 20 points less likely to vote for Trump. Republicans and independents combined are 19 points more likely to vote for Trump. This is, you know, kind of getting into the tabs, getting into the details of this. Among college graduates, voters are 7 points less likely to vote for Trump. But among voters who aren't college graduates, they're 3% more likely to vote for Trump. Along gender lines, men are 2 points more likely to vote for Trump, but women are 5 points less likely. These are all, you know, these all provide one or two or three points of benefit to Joe Biden.
All the shelters when
Biden also came out ahead with Gen Z and millennials and baby boomers between 3 and 8 points less likely to vote for Trump.
Surrendering or adopting,
but among Gen Xers and the silent generation and the greatest generation, Trump gained 2 points.
We want something.
Voters
want
in
now.
The South say they're 2 points more likely to vote for Trump.
We want everything the minute we want it.
White evangelicals say that they're 13 points more likely to vote for the man who was just convicted of paying off a porn star for sex.
Give this animal in my life a good home anymore.
Let that sink in.
Their first thought, great. I'll
Everybody thought, oh yeah, you know the Bible thumpers. They will. They will.
Is able to say, well, this will cause them to abandon Trump. Shepherd puppy, so we can take yours. But the person with the adult pit bull.
Also,
say, well, we
you know, now
pitbulls,
getting into
so
the legal side of this,
home and, the person,
and this
you know,
is fascinating
right now,
stuff.
You know, we're back to many evictions
Donald
in our
Trump,
community.
The oral arguments will likely be heard first by a mid-level
and size restrictions for animals.
Appeals court.
So
right? There's two levels of appeals courts
animal,
in New York State.
In that position,
and the first level,
and once they come in and say this is a
the court that Donald Trump will have to go to appeal this thing. Now, he could conceivably appeal
it,
you know, jump over it and go over their heads and appeal to a higher court.
Them.
Maybe even to the U.S. Supreme Court, but that's unlikely.
Kind of
typically,
like
you have to work your way up through.
Sure.
Because
it's like uncomfortable.
And that first court,
you know,
just
know
in February of this year, became the first appeals court
like,
in the country,
says, like,
and the first time in New York history.
Animal, and they work in
it's got five
warfare.
Justices
like
on it, five judges.
Like you're a
that all five judges are black women.
For the community when someone
so Donald Trump's appeal, in all probability, will be first heard by five black women on the court. Tell me that that's not just a delicious irony. Now,
so
I'm assuming that they will just, you know, they'll do what the law says, but you can just imagine the guy who
animal,
opened his career in real estate
with getting
by refusing
healthy,
to rent properties
it,
to black people,
you know, groomed or whatever,
having
so
his fate in the hands of five black women,
animal,
and who has been convicted of rape
in a home because
or,
I'm gonna tell
you know, found liable for rape, I guess is the legal term. But he's a rapist.
So stressful.
I bet.
Like we were created to be
a funny little meme that's floating around the internet right now. It's Snoopy's
and
with his typewriter,
full,
you know, sitting on top of his doghouse, and you
dog,
see the typewritten text above him. And after all the dust settled, they suddenly realized America had been saved by a porn star.
Fight.
The end.
And most dogs are not used to that.
Right.
So they're all ramped up all the
Indeed.
Time. They're stressed out. They get
I think it's also interesting to note that Donald Trump.
The same thing. And cats really like. You know,
Donald Trump will maybe lose his
want.
Liquor license
like,
at Mar-a-Lago if he doesn't. Well, you know, maybe he'll just transfer the property, and Paul probably will transfer the property to his wife or his sons.
Worse,
probably his sons. I don't think he's even speaking with his wife anymore.
They also get
she certainly
really
has not shown up for
we
anything.
We get a lot of people
here.
That bring in their cats when they're pregnant.
But this is fascinating.
A cat, like she's like,
a caller to the a listener to the program sent me a note. I don't know if he wants his name said on the air, so I won't. But thank you. And he said
they will also
it's very likely Trump
so
can lose any liquor license
again,
he has for Mar-a-Lago. A convicted
occurring,
felon cannot own a liquor license in the state of Florida. This prohibition
operate,
includes officers of a corporation. And here's the actual law. No license under the beverage law shall be issued to any person who's been convicted within the last 5 years of any offense.
You know,
against the beverage laws of the state, the United States,
like,
or any
well,
other state
right.
say,
okay,
who has been convicted within the
it.
Past 5 years in this state or any
but,
other state of the United States
really
of soliciting for prostitution, pandering, letting premises for prostitution, or keeping a disorderly place,
oh
or
my
any
gosh.
Criminal violation of Chapter 893
number.
Of the Controlled
so
Substances Act or any other state or federal government, or who has been convicted in the past 15 years of any felony in this state or any other state of the United States.
Traps, they neuter, vaccinate,
or to a corporation, any of the officers of
like
which shall have been so convicted. The term conviction
popular,
shall include an
like,
adjudication of guilt, a bar plea of guilty, or a nolo contendere, or the forfeiture of bond when charged with a crime.
So, but we do need to change
so that's
the way that we look
the
at animal control.
The other thing is that Donald Trump is next going to have to go before the probation board, essentially. He's going to have to meet in a dingy little room in that same building.
It's not like bad.
With
other
a, and have his blood
animals.
Drawn for a blood
it's
test,
not vilifying the public. It's
for
all
a drug test.
Together.
Maybe it'll just be urine,
but
I'm not
so
sure, but he's
going
to have to do a drug test. He's
going
to be told the conditions of his release as of
you know,
this moment.
It is the most important thing for them.
They're going to ask him questions about his behavior, about his moral character. They're going
to
take into consideration other crimes.
It's much lower down on the list. If you're just joining us, Kieran Spiropani is our guest. She is the executive director of MADAC, Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission. And we're just talking about they are overwhelmed with animals right now, 1,200, which I've been in your facility, Karen, and it's a great facility. And you guys have upgraded a lot over the years, but still, 1,200 is an astonishing number. And
I mean, we don't have 1,200 in the building right now. Right. But over amped the up the felonies. And we only have,
you know, what he was convicted of, essentially, and again, the media is not using this language, and they damn well should. And frankly, I think we all need to launch a huge campaign to demand that the media use this language.
Because of the,
he was convicted of stealing the 2016 election from Hillary Clinton and the American people.
You have different rules that you have to follow as far as taking in animals. You don't have the luxury of saying, as you said, some other agencies can maybe say, no, we don't, we can't take that dog right now. If they come to you and say it's a stray, you have to take it. So you're really, your hands are tied.
Well, also the two, the thing too, as you're mentioning about the difference between the woman asking about, like, can you hold her, hold the cat until the pregnancy? It's like, I want to get this also isn't an animal hotel. Like, there are places you can board your pets. This is not the place. It's, I can't, well, I can believe, I don't know why I'm saying I can't believe, but just someone saying, can you just hold on to this for me? Thank you. I'll be back in like a month.
Yo, we get that all the time, and it's
this is the Tom Hartman
people,
program.
I have to have
it's the True People's Media,
and
the Tom Hartman program. I'll be back with more of the news
here
of the day and your calls in just a moment.
Like, if they knew what it was like here, they would never want to get pet here, but also they just assume we'll do it for free, and people, you know, boarding is expensive for animals. Yeah. And we get people, like, we legit have people that drop their dog or cat off on Friday and come back on Monday to reclaim it because it was cheaper than a board.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer. That's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day.
I can't imagine the whole life is much better.
Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings, so don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Without all of us coming together and trying to figure
standing
out
at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear
just
on the horizon.
The animals that need us and get them all
across the globe. Someone begins
really
their day along
do.
Well,
beach.
We're
going to
continue
listen
this conversation and
waves.
Talk about what we can do when we come back from this very short break. If you have the time, can you stay around for one more shorter segment, Karen?
Imaginable form.
Wonderful. Karen Sparapani is the executive director of MADAC, the Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission. They are being overwhelmed with animals right now. If you are looking for a pet, now might be a really good time. Stay close. We're going to keep this conversation going. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air. This
time
is the Civic Media
out
Radio Network.
To protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of them are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescue can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Please visit American Humane.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property.
What's one
the
of Weichert your favorite
team
memories?
Gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing.
Well,
you have
there
questions?
Was this one time
we have answers. You
in
have
the
worries?
Caribbean
we have solutions. Let us
really
open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at
weichert-lakepoint.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare.
I remember thinking
why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Visit worldwildlife.org.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are joined by Karen Spiropani. She is the executive director of the Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission, known for short as MADC. And we're talking about they're just overwhelmed with animals right now. So, Karen, if someone is thinking about adopting, now would be a really good time to adopt a pet from MADC.
Easy for you to use.
Yeah, and
that's
actually,
why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf stable and dry to the touch,
you know,
so you don't have to squeeze
have
it from a
no
wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food
that's
cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze dried raw.
Right.
Meaning
but
it has an optimal amount of nutrients your dog needs for their
like
health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible.
They're
save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled Guilty. Is Trumpism a Movement or a Cult? It's also published over at TheNewRepublic.com. The point that I'm making in this article, and I'm not going to dwell on it at length because I made the same point on the air yesterday, is that
they don't show
there is a difference between a movement and a cult. A movement is based on ideas. A cult
really
is based on a person.
Kind of take them home from
Charles Manson ran a cult.
Out,
Jim Jones ran a cult.
Huey
Long
you're ready.
Ran a cult.
You know, but it helps the dog.
In pretty much every case, movements,
building,
you know, Barry Goldwater
really
was head of a movement.
And we get to know
the Confederacy
alone,
was a movement.
Totally
it was not a cult. It was not based on one person. It was based on an idea. The superiority and supremacy of white people, basically.
But yes,
you know, it could be a very
critical,
toxic idea
again,
a false idea, but it's an idea.
Foster,
and that's why,
foster,
you know, movements
kittens,
survive.
Which most
movements last.
That,
I'm sure.
They go long beyond the lifetimes of their founders.
But you can also do a long-term foster
and sometimes,
dog
you know, cults turn into movements very rarely, usually in the context of religions. Seventh-day Adventists is probably a great example of that, which is now a respectable religion. You know, I have a lot of respect for Seventh-day Adventists. And they're vegetarians, by the way. They live lightly on the earth, and they live longer than most other Christians.
Having not so many in the building at one time.
You know, it started out as a cult, as a doomsday cult, basically. You know, Ellen White thought the world was going to end and led her followers up to the top of the mountain. And then the world didn't end, and they had to reinvent it, essentially.
It's very rare up here, but still we try to...
And I realize it's not
a
particularly good history of Seventh-day Adventists, but, you know, like I said, I like them.
So just, you know, again,
in fact, I've attended Seventh-day Adventist churches. So, bottom line, cults die when their leaders are either dead or discredited. You know,
and
when Manson went to prison, his cult
really
fell apart.
Bothers people, and it should.
And
like,
so,
that's no way
I think it's really important that we all recognize
not ask to be born. They didn't ask
right
to end up a MADC, and they're certainly not asking.
the MAGA movement, which is referred to as a movement, is not actually a movement.
That's why it's just really
it has no organizing principle. There is no coherent set of values or ideas or policy prescriptions that MAGA promotes. Other than basically hating on people who aren't white
and who aren't Christian, we're never going to have that.
And who aren't male.
It's not because the municipalities don't care.
And those are not, I mean, those really are old ideas, but they're not enough to maintain a movement, frankly. So instead, what you've got is a cult. And there are several characteristics of a cult. One is that a cult is always about the leader. The leader is, you know, the cult is about fealty, about loyalty to the leader.
And some municipalities
criticize the cult, cults do not tolerate criticism. Typically, when a person criticizes the cult leader, they are banished. Really just ask, you know, Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger,
inviting
about
people to
that.
Come in and tell the truth. Hey, yes, this is my daughter
and
broke its leg.
So, and I can't my point is, well, and I really believe this to be true, is that when Trump loses in 2024, and I think he will.
Because honestly,
if he doesn't, we're going to go through hell. Let's just put that caveat out there. If Trump wins this fall, the United States is going to get a taste of what Chile experienced, or what Germany experienced, what Italy experienced, what Spain experienced. I mean, it won't be unique, but it will be very, very painful.
What makes it, you know,
but even that will not continue after the death of Trump in all probability, because again, it's not a movement, it's a cult. Just like, you know, after Hitler died, after Mussolini died, after Franco died, after Pinochet died, their cults fell apart.
Bad, and they want to look like they're helping.
So, which I guess arguably is the good news.
They're going to do more for the animal by being.
Now, the bad news is I don't think Trump is going to spend one day in jail.
His
lawyers are going to be able to drag out his appeals for probably decades. I mean, probably long after he's dead.
So we just bring food to their house.
You know,
we don't want them to have to give up an animal that's keeping.
But I think that
their mental
health. And then when Trump is gone, presumably that'll be next year.
So it's. Really just
I think that the GOP will turn their back on. I really do. I think as quickly as they have embraced him or re-embraced him, they're going to walk away from him. Just like they did briefly after January 6th.
Because
he will no longer have political power
this month. And then there's other
after the election,
with, like,
after Joe Biden is sworn in for a second term,
and don't have anywhere near.
So,
again,
and you know, that's good news for America. Donald Trump
really
being basically purged.
Well, again, you have a much different structure than these other organizations.
The
you have much different rules that can confine you and constrain you. So it is about people who are passionate about animals contacting their own aldermen. Finding out what changes could be made, maybe volunteering for MADC, maybe fostering for MADC, certainly consider adopting an animal. And I don't have pit bulls, but I know friends who have pit bull mixes, and they love them and say they are wonderful, loving animals. So I don't think you can paint this broad brush that every pit bull or any dog that has pity in it is a menace. That's just not fair. We don't have a lot of time left here, and unfortunately. Give us your phone number for MADC if people want to call and find out about volunteering or fostering or adopting. How can they find you?
The easiest
way is to go online, which is MADC.org.
You know, there's another dimension of a cult. Herman Cain, you know, showed up at a packed MAGA rally during, you know, to show his loyalty to Trump, caught COVID and died. People die for cults.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So enough of my rants. What say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
We got a place for you here.
We will include all of the contact information for MADC in our show notes. So give us about an hour. Greg does a really great job with very comprehensive notes about everything we've covered on the show. So we will have that posted after the show. Hopefully, Karen, let's check back in another month or so and see where things are.
Fresh dog food really is like everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype?
We can get people together and get people.
Number one,
it's about letting people know what's going on, right? It's about letting people know what's going on. All right, you hang in there. You have a very, very difficult job. Thank you and your staff for all that you do. Karen Spiripani with MADC, the Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission. Take care, Karen. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you real soon.
I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy. Dr. Marty's
stay with us. News is coming up next. Don't go away. You're listening to MADC. On air, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked in high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and the flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tom's Treasures, the best-selling deep for dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can only be a message to your dog.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
They want to save more lives.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
And call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation.
Civic Media News.
Come pick it up for free.
Now, here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Call right now.
Investigative journalists are suing the Wisconsin Justice Department for personal information and disciplinary records for all 16,000 law enforcement officers in Wisconsin. DOJ calls that excessive. The Badger Project and the Invisible Institute argue they're entitled to the information under the state's open records law.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series
includes First Lady Jill Biden to speak with urgency in Wisconsin tonight, much as she did at a recent campaign stop in Michigan.
The Hidden History of Guns in the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is the hidden history of the Supreme Court and the betrayal of America.
Mrs. Biden is set to campaign at Milwaukee's
and Richard Nixon both Italian. Committed treason to become
Bell,
president
Civic
just
Media
to
News.
Put right-wingers
now
on the
here's
Supreme
what
Court.
You need to know.
Now the
closer
Supreme Court
to home.
Paid them back. The third
this
is
news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It'll be a gorgeous weekend to be on Madison's lakes. The Public Health Department has a new way to make sure the water is safe for humans and animals. Public Health Madison Dane County tests for things like E. coli and blue-green algae. Traditionally, it would take them about 18 hours to get results back. With this new testing method, it will only take 2 to 3 hours. A microbiologist says our beach days here are limited, so this will help everybody get the most of them. PHMDC is also piloting a new system that allows them to close beaches preemptively when conditions call for it instead of waiting on those results. The water testing results are updated every day on PHMDC's website. And a reminder that the F-35 fighter jets are continuing their training exercises today. Depending on where you are in Dane County, you may hear them overhead. They're a constant point of contention in the Madison area because they are loud. They can be in the air from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. tonight. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
For the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series on Wednesday, February 19th at the
62nd
Hall,
Showbiz Beat.
Sunday,
no
February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis.
As the box office
Friday,
takes a breath
February
after the holiday weekend. There are, however, several
Sunday,
well-reviewed films opening,
in Chicago.
Including
more information
The Dead Don't
is available
Hurt,
at Tom
written and directed by Viggo Mortensen, also starred.
The hidden
film is a Western drama and is reviewing
and
well with critics, including The Capital Time for Rob Thomas. Summer Camp has some serious star power in Diane Keaton, Kathy Bates, and Alfre Woodard, but it's not been shown to critics yet, so beware. Also opening is Ezra, starring Bobby Cannavale and Robert De Niro. The film has been described as a heartwarming comedy that is directed by Tony Goldwyn.
To discover brilliant,
if you were trying to catch up on blockbusters already released, definitely check out Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, which was number one at the box office last week and drew excellent reviews. Family films The Garfield Movie and If are a big hit with audiences, and if it's more adult comedy you're looking for, you can still check out the film Babes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network,
as well as disturbing.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise.
Partly sunny and seasonal again today, with highs soaring to the upper 70s. Clouds will thicken by tonight.
The last hours of ancient
showers
start
to roll in by morning.
A
few clips of thunder are also possible, and it'll be a damp day. Highs scraping 70.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes?
Support. One of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for
Tomcast. Computers will have problems.
That's our podcast.
You need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day we help home users and businesses get their computers and networks
running
smoothly.
For
solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000 and we'll turn
personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week.
Madison Computer Works. Computers that work. work for you.
As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription,
this is the story of the one.
You'll also get
as head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on.
A daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today
that you can't afford to miss. Every light is working.
So what are you waiting for?
The HVAC is
coming. Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast
now. With Ranger supplies and solutions for every challenging basis,
plus 24/7
customer support,
his just how never easy misses a beat. And thank
call
you so much for all of your support.
Or just that button. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Crude and Dom. Guilty, 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 guilty. Guilty,
did you know
guilty,
that every
guilty,
weekday we
guilty,
send out an
guilty,
email before
guilty,
the show giving
guilty,
you all the
guilty,
topics
guilty.
Coming up so you could be
tune
fully
in
informed
Devil's
and ready to interact
the
with
Devil's
our program?
Advocates.
Or that
weekdays
after the show we
six.
Send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air. It's all completely
it's
free and available at
tom.tv,
T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us, call or text, same number, 855. 752-4822, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream,
Jim Johnson,
on Facebook, YouTube, and what
maybe
used
the
to
same
be
issue
Twitter.
As the political leaders.
We
that
are
became
aware,
obvious. Charlie
and so
Manson.
Is our engineering department. If you were listening on the app on MWMDX, there are apparently a couple programs, our program, along with another program running at the same time.
Correct.
They are working on it. We really appreciate everybody texting in and letting us know that this was going on. So, again, our engineers and their fantastic are working on it. So give them a little time and look at that. He joins us on the final Friday of every month from onmilwaukee.com to talk all things entertainment. Matt Miller is here. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Friday. Can't complain.
Absolutely. We're going to talk summer movies. And Greg, you saw Furiosa.
I saw Furiosa.
This is the latest in the Mad Max series.
You're right.
And from what I understand,
I
though, it did
Tom
not have
Cotton
as big of an impact as they were hoping.
From Oklahoma, no, they are charismatic, this is if you kind think of like that. The story of the summer Oklahoma right now, senator, that nothing's really blown up the box he's office. Just that, you know, but the Fall Guy kind of started that, the summer off exists, a little weakly. You know, the movies are good. It's kind of frustrating that everyone's like, oh, the sky's falling. The box office is bad. It's like, the movies are good. The Fall Guy is good. Furiosa is good. Revenge is they're just not doing that well. And this is all stuff that was predictable when the strikes happened and took as long, and the studios took as long as they did to go to the bargaining table, which was we looked at the summer lineup and we were like, there's not a lot of obvious winners. There's not a lot of guaranteed, you know, box office bonanzas here. There's no Marvel movies. There's no, you know, big, massive sequels that are obvious, like point to that and say, yeah, that's going to make a ton of money. Fury Road, for as tremendous as it is, it's one of the best action movies ever made. It didn't really make that much money. People forget that it only made $45 million in its opening weekend and got destroyed by Pitch Perfect 2. It's opening weekend.
The pitch is packed.
You might be, and that was a movie with Charlize Theron and Tom Hardy that had incredible buzz from critics being like, this is the best action movie of all time, that had great trailers,
gun crazies,
and so of course
really
Furiosa
lot,
isn't going to be able to make as much as even
stand
Fury
in front
Road
of,
did.
I grew up in the 60s.
So yeah,
I
think there was some hope
would
last summer that Barbie and Oppenheimer did well, and Dune 2 did so well, which is a very weird movie to gross that much money.
Yes, I would.
You know, I think there was some hope that, you know, maybe the superhero domination is over. Maybe audiences are on board to see different things. See a movie like The Fall Guy that, yes, maybe based on a TV show, but for most people is an original premise. You know, to see something like Furiosa, which is a franchise installment that is really weird. To see something like Challengers, which is a throuple tennis movie that, frankly, did probably about as well as a throuple tennis movie. $50 million. That's pretty good for what that movie
would be
is.
Going after with the full force of law.
But yeah, I think there was some hope that, like, oh man, people
laws,
are going to see
probably,
weird,
you know,
interesting movies again. And this summer is
used,
kind of saying,
you know, to
people
throw me
take
in jail
their safe
or bankrupt me.
You know, people will still choose and to see, true, you know, a guarantee of, like, you know, a Marvel movie or something like that, or a Christopher Nolan movie, which for a lot of people is a guarantee brand, as opposed to take the risk on something like a Furiosa, which is, again, a really weird franchise.
President, if he puts together,
you know, I have my Deadpool and Wolverine ticket already purchased. I'm going to the first showing on the Thursday when it's released, as I do with all Marvel movies, because I can't stay away from the internet over the weekend, and it'll ruin my life. But I saw Furiosa on Saturday, and you know, the thing was, is I am not the biggest Mad Max film guy. Like, I saw Thunderdome when I was a kid, shouldn't have, but I did, and
run their countries through terror.
I went into Fury Road just going, let's go see this movie. The cast looks great. And I was, as you met, Matt, I was blown away by Fury Road.
Well, like in
amazing special effects, practical effects, fire, guy playing guitar in a speeding truck.
Roma people.
So, it looks so beautiful. And then I saw Furiosa, and I was just like, this isn't as good.
So I try not to think about it.
And I've heard some theories on it. One is that Fury Road was made kind of under the cloak of night by the point of, like, no one really paid attention to it. So when it came out with it, they're like, how did you do all that stuff, and how did no one die? But because Fury Road has gotten so much traction over the
alternative, Terry.
I appreciate your feedback, Tom.
Good talking to you. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Happy days are here again. New York won.
There you go.
That's
It was your state that put him.
My state. When we started stopping this guy, you know? Yeah. And one thing, the mainstream media is telling me that I shouldn't gloat, pun intended. But I am. I think that it's better to have two steps forward than one step back.
Yep.
And I'm glad that we've got this far. Now, I realize we have a long ways to go yet, that we have a Supreme Court that is doing essentially trickle-down fascism. And they haven't got to the lower courts yet. And we won this. And we got to get this done by November and win big, because if not, the trickle-down fascism from the Supreme Court is going to affect our judicial system, and already has, as we can tell.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. I'm happy. That's all I want to let you know.
Okay. Well, good analysis, Ziggy. Are you going to make a special bumper sticker for endbribes.com?
I don't know. I'm thinking I will. I saw some thoughts last night, and I got something special going on with my grandchildren for the weekend, but I'm planning on getting to work to it for it. And if anyone has an idea, send me an email. I'll entertain it.
Well, you know, the Republicans all run around with the number 45. I think the number 34 is...
Thanks, Tom. You're giving me ideas.
All right. Good luck,
Ziggy. Yeah, I'm planning on working on some, so thank you.
Yep. Sure.
Okay, take care.
Tom in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind, Tom? Tom, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
This is Tom from Michigan.
Oh,
the phone is from Florida.
Oh, okay. But, so where in Michigan are you? I'm sorry. I'll fix this.
Harrison Township.
Okay, Harrison Township, Michigan. Okay, you got it. So what's up, Tom?
A few months ago, you asked, or someone called in with a very positive, unusual, unreported thing about President Biden, and you suggested, or a contest, if anything, anybody else had the same thing, give him a mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's a contest, but Mr. Biden defeated an incumbent president by a larger percentage of the popular vote than Ronald Reagan defeated another incumbent president of the United States. Is
true.
This a good statistic or just a rubbish statistic?
No, that's great. Yeah. Do you know how many votes Reagan beat Carter by? Popular votes?
Not anymore, but I used to.
Yeah. Because it was 7 million for Biden beating Trump. And
No, just the percentage of the popular vote.
Right.
The percentage that Reagan beat Carter by was not as nearly as much as the percentage that the...
Although his electoral college vote was much, much greater than Biden's.
Yeah, I get that. But I called Senator Peter's office up, and I called the White House up, and nobody seemed to care.
Yeah.
But
I think a more salient comparison is that Everybody is, you know, talk to Republicans about the economy and they'll say the economy sucks because of inflation. But Reagan had a wonderful economy. Reagan, in his entire 8 years, never got inflation below 4.1%. And right now it's between 2.3 and 3.7, depending on whose numbers you're using.
Yeah, I was laid off during those years as well, but what can I say?
There you go.
But thank you for your time, and I appreciate your efforts there.
Thank you, Tom. Good talking to you. Look forward to future conversations. Bye-bye. Thank you. Stefan in Philadelphia. Hey, Stefan, what's up?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I talked to you back in 2019. You were here for a Democratic Progressive Conference, and you're very helpful. Give me advice not only about preserving democracy, but also I'm a fiction writer, and give me some advice about that. But I'll try to stick to the point. I was talking to a friend of mine, this is like about 6 months ago, and about 10 years earlier than he started working for a company, he was convicted of a felony. And what happened is that at the time, you know, they would still let you keep your security clearance. But there's a law, I'm Googling it for like half an hour, I can't find it, but there's a law passed in 2003 that supposedly if you have a felon even 10 years ago, your security clearance is pulled and it's very unlikely you get it back. I understand that I'd much rather not have Trump as president, but my concern is if he was president, my concern is that he's just not like a good security fit. And so I don't know what exactly they're worrying, you know, like if you look at the listings for what might be a conflict of interest for security, a foreign influence, a mishandling classified documents, things like that. And so I don't think we pursued, again, there's a case with Judge Luce Cannon, but the idea is that I would put as many roadblocks as possible in, you know, I'm not like against Trump for political reasons, though I am. I'm just concerned that he's going to, you know, divulge classified information or not properly handle it. And so I don't know if you have any comments about that, but I'm saying the bottom line is that I don't think they could give him a security clearance now because, again, all the things against him, I wouldn't give him any kind of clearance of any sort.
Yeah, he under federal law, he a convicted felon does
error
lose
you were
their
experiencing,
security
and then all of a sudden,
and again, look,
I don't know.
I'm ripping
state
on a
law,
movie
and
life.
I
like Furiosa. I want people
in,
to see Furiosa.
State secrets.
It's such but, a. I feel bad for this movie because
to him
all
if
I do is complain about it, and I think
that,
it's
that
good.
Would be
but
set
that's
aside
the
because
problem
he doesn't
when
need
you
a security clearance. I don't think he ever got one.
Movie riffing off of Fury Road.
But your point is well taken, Stefan. Thank you very much.
It's the same reason why you should never remake, you know, Citizen Kane or the Godfather movies because everyone's going
to
spend that time being
visit
like,
Tom
well,
Hartman.
This isn't The Godfather,
audio
this
and
isn't
video
Citizen Kane.
And that reminds me, I've heard a rumor that they're going to remake The Princess Bride. They better not.
They've been talking about that for years.
They better not.
That feels like a Back to the Future 4 thing where, like, they can talk about it all they want. It's never going to happen.
Good.
And also, if it does happen, it's not going to make the money they think it is. People like The Princess Bride, and the people who love The Princess Bride are the audience that is
one out
not
of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat:
that's
you may
just
be
one of the 15%
like of people who bothered to start your book,
Bride,
and one of the 6% that got halfway
I don't mind
through
MCU
it.
Humor,
but your gem of an idea
the Princess
likely
Bride
died.
Thank you. It's perfect as it is. It is. It is perfect.
Of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing,
sequelizing
right now. And our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298.
That's the thing for me. I don't understand. There's no consistent track record of money that makes me understand why the studios continuously do this. I mean, I want, it's not a remake, but it's just, it's the new Roadhouse on Amazon. And it was
powerful books
terrible.
Read, full of the wisdom
I mean,
of ancient
it was one
cultures of the directed hope of modern
yeah.
thinkers,
all
the last hours of ancient
movies.
Sunlight,
so if you
the
can
fate
take
of the
original
world
ideas
and what we can
and
do
them to
make by Tom
IP,
discover
to an intellectual
how we're made of sunlight
know,
and what this
oh,
has
well,
to do
maybe
with
we'll
the
get
impact of fossil fuels on civilization.
Instead of, and this is always like, remake movies that we screwed
understand
up the first
how ancient cultures value
remake movies that like and they're doing a new The Running Man get in touch with the secret of enough, Glenn Powell who's
everywhere
wealth of security he was in the Anyone last but hours of ancient like sunlight helps actor. Us understand and heal remake The Running Man that movie didn't get it right the first time that movie's kind of just okay there's a reason why that's not beloved like Total Recall or the Terminator movies it's kind of cheesy and corny remake that that's a brilliant movie to remake for the reality TV internet era.
We have a text from Robert from McFarland says, I refuse to watch the new Roadhouse with a teeth emojis. So you guys you have lots of company. Matt Miller will still be here. We're talking all things entertainment. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The middle class and what we can do about it. Shows how the middle class, a product of democracy, that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century, and, under the guise of free market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super-rich and corporations. Hutton shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, the undeclared war against the middle class and what we can do about it, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, welcome so back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon continues to make his ruin. He joins us every Friday at this time to talk all
take it through each of the 34 charges in detail. Do not miss it.
And we were talking movies. And you saw something that you did not share.
Famous for its temperature regulating qualities. Introducing the new sushi lover Madison. Indulge in all-you-can-eat sushi or hibachi at an amazing price. Now open at West Town Mall for lunch or dinner. Experience stunning decor with a beautiful waterfront, captivating oriental artwork, and a welcoming atmosphere. Their skilled chefs create each sushi roll fresh and made to order. Visit today at 72 West Town Mall and satisfy your cravings. For menus and a full list of locations, visit sushiloverwi.com.
Just use my code TOM.
This
T-H-O-M,
is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime?
That's code
find
Tom
all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bon voyage.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
First, I think what's going to happen.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. Former president is talking about his case right now from Trump Tower and the trial that resulted in 34 guilty counts last night.
You saw what happened to some of the witnesses that were on our side. They were literally crucified.
Trump at Trump Tower once again calling the trial unfair.
It was a rigged trial. We wanted a venue change where we could have a fair trial. We didn't get it. We wanted a judge. We wanted a judge that wasn't conflicted.
Bush went AWOL for a little over a
and
year.
Obviously, he didn't
months.
Do that.
With the verdict, Trump becomes the first former president to be convicted of felony crimes. ABC's Mary Bruce Rove with more on how the Biden campaign might use it between now and November.
Don't expect the Biden campaign to completely upend its message.
messaging because of this. I'm told they're going to continue to focus on what is at stake in this election, highlighting abortion rights and the threat to democracy. The big question now is just how much will President Biden and his campaign lean in to Trump's conviction?
This is
the Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked.
When the story came out, when he was running for president in 2000,
getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back.
And he had some documents that had been given to him by an anonymous source.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the backseat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. George Never Bush's leave a child in the car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Look, John Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of Donald Trump tax cuts. I just don't get it. What was in it for them?
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely tough.
Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
It's why Maggie Thatcher invaded the Falklands.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
Casey, I got to move along, but thank you for the
call.
We can
change that.
Mike in Hope Sound.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org.
Hey, brought to you by the Ad Council. Congratulations. I don't want to be a
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked.
Yes. Pick first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back.
I
need to talk to my.
I mean, when George Herbert Walker Bush tried to be the successor,
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear because I'm railing up dinner.
Lorraine Newman.
And a month later,
yes, that's right.
Yes, Hannah Einbinder is Lorraine Newman's daughter.
And also starring Meg Stalter, who is a Chicago comedic heavyweight. She's amazing, and I did a show with her once, and I remember watching her going, "Oh, she gets comedy. I'm an idiot."
It's very funny. It's sweet. It's painful sometimes. It's very honest, and it just got renewed for season 4. So I am overjoyed because they were dropping 2 episodes a week. And the finale just aired last night.
I thought that was, usually it's like a death knell or something.
No, it's so good. They're going to keep it going. And I'm so excited.
Watch it now before it gets and wins a bunch of Emmy nominations. And then people are like, what's this Hacks show I should be watching? And then you can be like, let me tell you what that Hacks. That is always the smuggest you can be as a person. Like the TV or movie awards happen. And it's like, what's this weird show that got all these nominations? And you're like, let me adjust my tie.
Was there from the beginning. I knew it all along.
Here's a fun really quick joke. Why'd the hipster burn his mouth eating pizza? Because he wanted to do it before it got cool. Boom! That's what people do. There you go. You're welcome. Happy Friday.
Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com joins us on the final Friday of every month. Follow him at onmilwaukee.com. Thank you so very much, Matt. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Talk to you then.
Stay with us. News is coming up next. Thank you so very much to Calvin, and to Greg and our engineering team. Without you guys, nothing works. Thank you most of all to you for calling and texting and absolutely for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy this weekend and you have a chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great weekend.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On the next show, Brittany Merlot joins us to give us a look at the weather for the week ahead.
And John Plageman from ARDC of Brown County stops by to talk about sobriety night. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
Introducing the new Sushi Lover Madison. Indulge in all-you-can-eat sushi or hibachi at an amazing price. Now open at Westtown Mall for lunch or dinner. Experience stunning decor with a beautiful water fountain, captivating oriental artwork, and a welcoming atmosphere. Their skilled chefs create each sushi roll fresh and made to order. Visit today at 72 Westtown Mall and satisfy your cravings. For menus and a full list of locations, visit SushiLoverWI.com.
So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station. Or the Civic Media app.
TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the